If he has to say, it means that he has to be there, not just to say. He has to be present when the Sefer writes the Get L'Shma and when the Yedim signs the Get L'Shma. What is the significance of this takana that the Shliach L'Hilocha has to be present when they write the Get and when they sign the Get, and he has to make that Haggadah Seder, he has to make that statement before he delivers the Get? What's the reason? So the Gemara said on the very first daf, on the last line of Beis Hamad Aleph, my timer, what's the reason for the takanas Chacham song? It's in the Rabbanon, it's not a pasuk in the Chumash, so the machloek is between Rabbah and Rava. Rabba Omar Lefi Shein Bikim Lishma, that the Bnei Chutzlor it's Manatza Medaktik on the din of Ksiva Lishma. So the Mishnah requires that the Shliach Lailacha should be present when the Get is written and signed, and when he gives it over to, before he gives it over to the Isha, what he means to say is Befanai Nechtam Lishma or Befanai Nechtam Lishma, that it was written Lishma and it was signed Lishma. That's how the Gemara is going to explain according to Rabba. Does the Shliach have to be a Baki in... He has to understand what it means, Ksiva L'Shma. Yeah. He has to understand what it means, Ksiva L'Shma, because that's when he says, B'fana Nechtam, that's what it means. That's what the Gemara understands in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say, but the Gemara understands that that's the meaning of the Mishnah according to Rabbah. According to Rabbah, that's what it means. When he says b'fana nechtam doesn't stop mean I was present when it was written. When it was signed, it means I was present when they wrote it l'shma, and I was present when the Edom signed it l'shma. And according to Rabbah, it has nothing to do with l'shma. You rely on the Rav. The Gemara says it's only miyuta, the miyuta, who are going to write it shalo l'shma. So Rabbah says you don't have to be concerned about that insignificant percentage of the people. So few people are going to write shalo l'shma. What you're concerned about is a different thing. Like the Chacham made a takon in general. If I have a shtar that says that you owe me $1,000 and you say, Samin Atera, I have a shtar, so you have to pay the money. What if you say that it's mezuyah, if it's a forgery? So it's about the garnish to help in the time that it's mezuyah. On the level of the Raisa, you are not believed to tie in the mezuyah. But with the Rabbanan, they made a takon that if you tie in the mezuyah, so then I cannot collect based on that shtar until I'll make a kiyum. Kiyum shtaris is the Rabbanan. So they made such a parallel takana over here a little bit by get. They didn't say, in Eretz Yisrael, if the Shliach L'Hilocha brings the get, or in Chutz La'aretz, if the Baal himself gives the get to the Isha, he doesn't send it Aydei Shliach. So if the Baal himself gives the get, then he cannot, we're not concerned about the possibility that maybe the get was Mezuyah, maybe some other Edom, or in Eretz Yisrael Guf, we're not concerned about the possibility. We're not Choshish V'Ziyuv. But if it's a shliach l'haylocha bringing the get from Chutz La'aretz, where it's not shliach to have, you don't have people from Chutz La'aretz visiting in Eretz Yisrael so often. The Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael. All the Tanaim lived in Eretz Yisrael. All the Tanaim who wrote the Mishnah is the word Tanaim who lived in Chutz La'aretz also. But the Tanaim who wrote the Mishnah is composed the Mishnah is in Eretz Yisrael. So they're speaking at a time after the Churban Bayis Sheni when they didn't have so many travelers back and forth. The Zman HaBayis, they were early regalim. So there'd always be people coming from Chutz La'aretz to visit Eretz Yisrael. But after, the Gemara is going to discuss, but after the Churban Bayis Sheni, so they didn't have special bargain rates during winter recess. That everyone should be running to Eretz Yisrael. So it was rare that there would be someone in Eretz Yisrael who would be able to recognize the chesimus of the Yedim who signed the Chutz La'aretz. So that's what Rava says, they made the takana in this case, when the shliach l'hilocha brings the get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and it's not shliach to have Edom who will be able to make a kiyum, so the choshish that maybe it's really going to be mezuyah, so maybe the signatures are forged, so they made a takana that the shliach should say b'fananechtam, that should be the kiyum aget, that's the kiyum of the shtar. So the Gemara goes into discussion on Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara goes into a discussion of these two pshatim in the Mishnah. He left off on Gimel Amud Aleph, sort of in the middle of the Yomah, the line that begins with the word V'Rava, my time alo Yomah Kerabo. Why does Rava insist that the reason for the Mishnah is because you want to make Kiyum? Why doesn't he learn like Rabba because of the concern of Lishma? So he says your argument, V'Rava, my time alo Yomah Kerabo. Why doesn't he say the same as Rabba? Amalach, Rabba was older. Rabba was older than the Rabba. He was a generation earlier. So he says, Amalach miktanim b'fanei nechtam l'shma, b'fanei nechtam l'shma. It doesn't say l'shma, it just says b'fanei nechtam. So how does he interpret Rabba Tainis? How does Rabba press this into the words? How does he see in the words in the Mishnah that the concern is because of l'shma? So shteit ganesh begam l'shma. Freg di gemar takke v'rabba. And according to Rabbo, how does he press it into the words? If that's the main concern, that you want to know whether the Ksivas HaGet was Lishmo, whether the Yedim signed Lishmo, so that should be the Nusach that the Shliach has to say. The main word Lishmo is missing from the Nusach, from the formula that the Shliach is supposed to recite. And for the Gemara, the Rabbo holds the din who the listening hachi. Really, the Mishnah should have said b'fanei nechtam l'shma, and that's what the shliach should really have had to say. But we don't. That's what it means when he says b'fanei nechtam. That's what it really means l'shma. But we don't require that he should say it outright. The din who the listening hachi. It really should say like that in the Mishnah, and that's what we should have required of the shliach that he should say. However, Ella, we are concerned. We are afraid the imafshis lady bura. If you'll tell him to say too long a speech, mafshis means harbi dibur. If you have a lot of talking, osi lemegazia, so he may leave off the last word of the statement. So he'll just say b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam. He won't say b'fanei nechtav l'shma, b'fanei nechtam l'shma. If you require that nusach, and he won't say the whole nusach, he'll only say two out of the three words, then you're going to have problems. So that's why milachatchila they only require that he should say each sentence only has two words, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. So what do they accomplish? If you're afraid that they're going to leave off a word, and then what's the din in the following case? Let's say the shliach lo halacha gives the get that he brought from Chutz Lo'etz and he failed to say b'fanei nechtam. So what's the din? The whole b'fanei nechtam is only mid the rabbanon. What's the din if it's only nearly been the rabbanon and after the woman is divorced? It's a kosher get. She goes and she remarries and she has children from the second husband. So what would we say? We'll say the children are mamzerim mid the rabbanon. Because after the get was good without b'fanei nechtav, I mean the rabbanon you need b'fanei nechtav. So without b'fanei nechtav, it's going to be a posel get with the rabbanon posel get. So the children are mamzer. So the gemara has a machlekes Rameh and the chachamim later. Rameh holds kol ha'mishanim and rabbeir shetov chachamim begitin havlad namzer. Rameh holds that if you fail to say b'fanei nechtav, even though it's only with the rabbanon, and it really doesn't make sense that you should make mamzeris, because a mamzer means a child who is born from a marriage where there's an Issa Koris. There can't be Koris mid the Rabbanon. There is no such thing as Koris mid the Dreim. Koris only applies if you violate an Issa Deraisa. There are the Lamed Vav Krisis on Murz Bater. There are 36 Averis, all listed off in the first Mishnah in Krisis. But it has to be Chachan Aver Deraisa. If the person violates an Aver Rabbanon, for sure there's no Koris. No such thing as Koris mid the Dreim. So Rab Meir holds, notwithstanding the fact that there's no Koris, and Lachor, that is the definition of a Mamza. A Mamza means a child born from a union. But there's an Issa Koreis, he holds not, but still, Kol HaMishanim HaMapeh Shetav HaChachamim Begitin HaVlad Mamzer, since on the level of the Reis, if the woman doesn't get a get and she remarries, there's Koreis. So on the level of the Rabbanon, if you don't say B'fanei Nechtav, that's the equivalent of getting married without a get with the Rabbanon. With the Rabbanon we considered as if the get was Mishkin get, and we make believe as if there's Koreis with the Rabbanon, which there isn't. There is no such thing as Koreis with the Rabbanon. There isn't Shalmaila. Only gives the punishment of Koris if he violated those Averis that are that the Torah prescribes Koris. So Rav Meir holds that Amsham Ereshtachon Megitna Vlad Mamzer the Vlad is a Mamzer. So that's what Rabba claims. We're concerned about that. If you're going to require such a Nusach, B'fanei Nichtav L'shma, B'fanei Nichtav L'shma, each sentence has three words, we are afraid that the Shliach may abridge it and it'll only say B'fanei Nichtav or B'fanei Nichtav. We know what he's driving at. He means L'shma. But if he's going to be Mishanef from the Nusach, that the Chachamim were Misakin, that the Chnishtoigen, Rav Meir will say that the Vlad from the second husband is going to be a Mamzer. So that's why Rabba says, that's why the Tanoim decided to make each sentence only two words, B'fanei nechtav. So he won't hack up. So the Gemara says, why won't he hack up? He can leave off the second word also. So the Gemara says, no. What are you going to say? B'fanei.
You say B'fanei nechtav. He can leave out
that would be good. That would be good. Misama, that's not called Mishanim and Be'er Shetav HaChachamim. Let's say he'll say B'fanei Nechtam in French or in English. He won't say it in Hebrew. He'll say it in Yiddish or something. It's also good. So if he abridges it like that, B'fanei Nechtam B'Nechtam, Misama, it's also good.
But he doesn't say
B'fanei?
No.
Nechtam. What is
Nechtam?
You see it's written.
No. Nechtam B'Nechtam, he didn't say anything then. It's just written. So once he's going to say B'fanei, what's going to say? I was there. What do you mean I was there? I was there when they wrote it, I was there when they signed it. Okay, so then he said B'fanei. If you'll require the full sentence that we should have required, that's what we should have required. Then Rabbi claims that we are concerned that he may cut off the last word. Then you'll have Rab Meir Zesik and Mishalim Aver Shatav HaChacham and Begitin. If he's just changing our hearts, we may have to declare the children Mamzer from the second marriage. So the Gemara says, Hashtanam Yosin and Megazie, Naral Osa Hakop. So the Gemara says, you can't. Chodam Itlas. Goyes, one out of three words he can cut off. He can snip off goyes, ligzos. He can cut off a word. The sentence will make sense by saying b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam. It makes the same sense. It means the same thing anyway. But it's still mishanim aver shetav chacham. If they would have required the word lishmon, he didn't say it, then taignish. But if the whole, each sentence, each clause in the sentence only consists of two words, b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam, he can't chop off any word. The rabbi claims that's the meaning of the Mishnah, and that's the reason why it doesn't say the word Lishma. But that's what it means. Before I nechtam means Lishma. Before I nechtam means Lishma. Freg the Gemara, V'rabba my time l'roma k'rova. Why didn't Rabbi think of saying Rova's pshat? Why does he have to come with a new consideration? From Finney, a new chashash, maybe the get is written Shalom Lishma. Because there's a miyuta, the miyuta of people in Chutz Lotz who don't observe the din that you need to see this get Lishma. Why doesn't he just relate this din in our Mishnah to the universal din in Shtaris Midrabbanan? That if I have a Shtar Sheni Mikuyim and it says that you owe me $1,000,000, you cannot tie in a Mizuyif on the level of the Raisa Midrabbanan made a takana that if you tie in a Mizuyif, I can't collect the money until I make a Kim. Why did Rabbi give a new interpretation? Rabbi's Pshat is Gans Gut. That is based on that it's related to the universal takana that you always need Kim for every Shtar. If it has to do with Kiyum Shtoris, the only thing you have to make Kiyum on is the Chasimus, that the signatures are authentic. You have to say, B'fanai Nechtam, I was there when the witnesses signed it. They're real two human beings. It wasn't forged by one person. It wasn't signed by some friend of the wife that she wants to get, and she paid someone money to sign signatures. It was signed by two real people, religious Jews, who are kosher lahayit, and I know that it's authentic chasimus. So what does it have? What does the shliach la'iloh have to say before I nechtav? What does he have to testify that he was present when they wrote the get? What is that malamor? So Rabbi says it must be because he nixtiv l'shmo. That's where Rabbi got it from. Why did they require before I nechtav? That's how the Gemara says. The Rabbi, my time, Leomaki Rabbi, why doesn't Rabbi learn like Rabbi? What prompted him to say it has to do with the Shema Amaloch? The Rabbi says, what prompted him was in Cain, Nisni, let it say in the Mishnah, means and let the din be, not just let it say in the Mishnah, let the Aloha be before I nechtam, v'suloi. Let the Shliach just be required to say, I recognize the Hasimas, they're authentic Hasimas. What does he have to say anything about the Ksiva? Before I nechtav, Lomali, what does he have to be present when the Sefer writes the get? Shmamina bina lishma. Shmamina. That's the avada bina lishma. Of course, you need lishma. Shmamina. But the requirement for b'fanai nechtav is in order to be mevarid that the ksiva was lishma. So the Gemara Taka says, v'rava, according to Rava, why does the shliach la'alocha Taka have to say b'fanai nechtav? It has nothing to do with the kiyum achasima. So the Gemara says, you're right. B'din hu delisni hochi. That's what it should have been, that the shliach la'alocha should only have to say, I recognize the chasimus. Elo, Rava says, then in kol ha'terakulin, shtari mamin, if I have a shtar halvoy or any other shtar mekach, or anything, and you want to make a kiyum on the chasimus, so the din requires two kosher eidim to testify that the chasimus are authentic. And here we're mako, with the shliach la'alocha is one person all by himself. And sometimes the shliach la'halacha will be a woman. And sometimes the shliach la'halacha will be a relative. And still you make all over here. It's not the same as kol ha'terakula and all shtori momen with a kiyum ha'chasimus. When you want to make a kiyum ha'shtar, so there's one way to make kiyum ha'shtar, you compare the signatures with a few other, three or five other copies of the person's signature to see if it's authentic. Or if you have witnesses, two witnesses come and say, we recognize that is the way he signs his name. We recognize the chasimus. So it has to be two kosher eidim who testify that they recognize the signatures. But here you make of that eid echod is good, and an isha is good, and a korev is good. So in order not that people shouldn't make a confusion, in order that people shouldn't think, oh, just like kiyum aget, Himachsimus of the get is good by one, and the one can even be an isha, and the one can be a karev. So don't think that in a dintarin didi mamin is also, when you want to make a kiyum achasimus on any star mamin, it's also good. Echad can make a kiyum. The kiyum is only needed by the rabbana. Hey mamin, hey mamin. So people may make a mistake. They'll mosa the chlufa. They'll make a mistake. They'll think that echad is sufficient by kiyum shtar is the yalma. So Rav says that's why when they made the takana here, that the shliach la'iloch should say before I nechtam, he should make a kiyum. They wanted to make a different kind of kiyum. So they said, if you want an eid echad to be believed over here, he has to have been present to Shas HaKsiva as well. It's really that he saw the Ksiva is absolutely irrelevant, as lamalav lamore to the kiyum achsimis. He should really just say, I know the achsimis are authentic, the two human beings, two kosher eidim signed to get, and it's not mezuyah. But still, if you rely on eid echad for saying b'fanai nechtam, that's what we really want to do, so people will confuse it and think that even ishtari momen also eid echad is good for kiyum.
Why should they confuse it? By momen is a fairish apostle.
That here should also be mikra din, this should be the same as momen. It should also be shnayim. The Gemara just said, mishum megina ki lebe rabbanon, that here we're mekel, that the kiyum ashtar is enough with one. So that's what Rava explains. The Rava explains, "Bedin hu de lisni hachi." Taka, it should say like that in the Mishnah. Not just should say like that in the Mishnah. The din should have been like that. That all this the shliach has to say is b'fanai nechtam, and it is, really does make sense that we require that the shliach should be present when the sefer writes. The gedi should just be able to say, "I know the chsimas are authentic; that they're not mezuyif." That should really have been the din. Ella, if you leave it on the way the din should have been in Cain, you're going to get stuck with the problem. Also, the chlufa b'kim shtar is the alma b'yed echad. People will confuse it. They'll think that just like, oh, we remember we were once present when the shlich v'alocha brought the get from Chutz Lortz, and the rabbanim allowed a kiyum aget, a kiyum ashtar with eid echad, with an eid echad anisha and a korev and everything. So in order that it shouldn't be confused, so the chachamim insisted over here that you have to say also v'fanai nechtav. So you have this machlokes, Rabbah and Rava, how to understand the Mishnah. Rabbah claims that the reason for the requirement that the shliach has to say b'fanei nechtam is because of lishma. No. And really what he's saying is, I know that the get was written lishma, and I know that it was signed lishma. But the Chachamim didn't require that he should spell it out explicitly, that nusach, b'fanei nechtam lishma, because they're afraid that he may abridge it. He may leave out the last word, lishma. What he'll say will imply that it was lishma, but he may leave it out, in which case he'll get involved in the problem of mishanim amvesh atav hachamim begitin, that according to Ramei, going to have mamzerim and the rabbanon. So that's why they formulated this nusach, which is an abridged nusach. This nusach is not shaykh to abridge any further. And according to Rav, the reason for the takon is that you're just making kiyum ashtar, so it should really have been sufficient that it should just say b'fanai nechtav, that's all we're interested in. And the only reason why they tacked on the b'fanai nechtav is in order that you shouldn't confuse it. You shouldn't think that in all kiyum shtaris of dinim amenis, eid echad is also good. Fine, that's the gemara.
Think they make a shliach, can make a shliach too?
Sure.
A shliach can make another shliach, but the other shliach won't be able to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So the Mishnah says what you do. When the first shliach, let's say the Mishnah has later on, the first shliach is chola, he doesn't feel well, and he doesn't want to go to Medina to Eretz Yisrael. He's going from Medina to Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't feel well, so he, before he's about to hand over the get to the shliach sheni, he tells the Bezdin, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, and I want to give this get just like if he would have given it to the Isha. He says b'fanei nechtam right before he gives over the get to the Isha, and that would accomplish the gerishin. So now he says b'fanei nechtam just as he's about to give over the get to the Shliach Sheni. Then the Shliach Sheni, when he comes to Eretz Yisrael and he gives the get to the Isha, he just says Shliach Bezdin ani. Shliach Bezdin means that the Bezdin approved of the fact, a bona fide Bezdin approved of the fact that the Shliach Rishon was allowed to appoint me as a shliach sheni. It means that Bezdin took care of the b'fanei nechtav already. And he just says shliach Bezdin, and it does mean that the Bezdin appointed me as a shliach. Bezdin has no right to divorce my wife. The Baal has to appoint the shliach, or the shliach Rishon has to appoint the shliach sheni. It means shliach Bezdin, and it means my appointment was done with the approval of a Bezdin, in front of a Bezdin, and Bezdin already took care of the b'fanei nechtav story. So the shliach sheni doesn't have to have been there. Doesn't have to have been present at the time of the Ksiv in the Chassim.
What is the Bezdin saying? Bezin saying that the first witness is kosher and he's giving it to the second witness is also kosher? Or they testified that the fact that it was that the ksuba was
they ascertained right, they ascertained that it was written Lishma according to Rabba, or they ascertained that it's not Mezuyif according to Rava. They've already ascertained that, and now they authorize they approve of the Shliach Rishon's appointment of the Shliach Sheni. And Shlach Sheni says, whatever has to be taken care of has already been taken care of, because the Bezin approved of my appointment. Then the more goes a little bit more back and forth. Okay, details it is in. But then, now, on the second line from the bottom of the Amud, we'll skip a few lines. Details. On the second line from the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara raises a serious question, which is going to go for a whole Amud Gemara. It's going to be a whole discussion. What is the Dintake? According to Rabbo, the Shliach Lohilacha says b'fonai nechtav, it means everything was done l'shmo. The Ksivas HaGet was done l'shmo, and the Chsimas Eidim was done l'shmo. We learned already the Tesis. The meaning is that the Get itself has 12 lines, and the Chsimas another 2 lines is 14 lines. So all 14 lines were written l'shmo by 3 different people. It means the Sefer writes the 12 lines, and the 2 Eidim write, each one writes his own Chasima, the names. So everything has to be written l'shmo. So the Gemara asks, which Tana holds that everything has to be written l'shma? The Gemara says, we know there's a famous dispute between Rab Meir and Rab Lazar whether you need the 12 lines has to be written l'shma, and you don't even need the chasimis at all on the bottom. If you don't even need it, so you can't say that you need l'shma. So Rab Lazar Shita. Rabbi Loza Shita is not Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Loza Shita is that all you need is the Ksivas HaGet L'shma. You don't even need any Chasimas on the bottom, so you can't say that you need Chasimas L'shma. And Rabbi Shita is that the 12 lines do not have to be written L'shma. They can be written by a goy. It doesn't have to be written L'shma at all. It can be written by a monkey. The Chasimas Eidim has to be written L'shma. The Eidim have to sign on the bottom L'shma. So in the famous Machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Loza, nobody says, neither of them says that you need both the Ksivas HaGet L'shma and the Chasimah Seidim on the bottom of L'shma. So how can Rabbah learn that that's the Pshat in the Mishnah? The Fonai Nechta, but the Fonai Nechta means that everything was done L'shma, both the Ksivah and the Chasimah. The Gemara asks, well, the Rabbah, the Yomah, on the second line from the bottom, they ask, well, the Rabbah, the Yomah, the Fishem became L'shma. The reason for the Takonis HaTanoim, that the Shliach Lailocha has to say, I was there when the Get was written and signed L'shma, because you need L'shma for both. Fregdimor, who is it? Man haitana de boy ksiva l'shma u boy chasimo l'shma? Who is it? We know the famous Tanoim, it's neither of the famous ones. I was going to say, it's a third Tana, not so famous. Rabbi Yudah, not the famous Tanoim. But first, the Gemara's question is, I Rabbi Meir, if you're talking within Rabbi Meir, all he requires is chasimo boy, he needs chasimo l'shma. Ksiva lo boy. It doesn't mean there's no need for ksiva saget. You can't just have signatures on a blank piece of paper. It means ksiva l'shmo lo boy. He doesn't require ksiva saget l'shmo. Even if it's written by a goy, it would be good. As long as the chasim is on the bottom, assigned by kosher person l'shmo. And then the Gemara asks, on the third line, the I Rabbi Lazar, we'll get back to what we leave out. The I Rabbi Lazar, and if you say according to Rabbi Lazar, also not. The famous Machlag Zamer, Rav Loza is Tach Ksiva Boy, Chasima Lo Boy. Rav Loza holds that you only need the first 12 lines of the Get to be written in Shema, but the Chasima Seidim, he doesn't require it all. Chasima Lo Boy Bechlal, he doesn't require any Chasima Seidim at all. So how can you tell me that you...
Here Chasima Lo Boy means
literally. Here it means literally Chasima Lo Boy, you don't even need Chasima at all. Before when they said, according to Rav Meir, Ksiva Lo Boy means you don't need Ksiva L'shma. You need Ksiva Saget, but you don't need Ksiva L'shma. Here the Gemara means literally, Chasima Lo Boy, Rav Loza holds that there's no need for Chasima at all. So even if you want to have a Chasima, but you can't say that you need Chasima L'shma, what does it mean L'shma? What does it mean L'shma? L'shma means that by my writing this get, L'shma means that this is the Haschol of the Gerishon. We explain the name of Rav Soloveitchik. This is the beginning of the Gerishon. Unlike all other stories, that the writing of the shtar, the printing of the shtar mechira, the printing of the ksuba, that's just the preparation of the object which I'm going to use to make a kinyan later. And the kinyan consists of handing over the shtar. The tfisas bal hashtar, the mesiras hashtar, that constitutes the kinyan. But the ksiva of the shtar is just the preparation of the object. Here, by the get, you need ksiva l'shmo. What it means is that the haschol of the gerishin begins already with the ksiva. So according to Rabbi Lazar, the Gemara argues, If Rav Lozer holds, you don't even need Eidei Chasima to sign on the bottom at all. If you just have the 12 lines written on top, you don't even need Eidei Chasima. And if you want to have Eidei Chasima, it doesn't even make sense to have Chasima Lashma. What do you mean Chasima Lashma? That they're signing the get is going to enable the husband to divorce his wife. It doesn't enable. You could have given the get without the signature on the bottom. So even if they do think Lashma Lachar, it's not even Chal. How can you ever have Lashma? It's impossible to have Lashma by Chasima. Chasima Seidim according to Rav Lozer. If the definition of the translation of the words, the meaning of Lashma means that this is the Haskalos HaGerishin. So it has to be something that's necessary. It doesn't even lead up to Gerishin. If the Chasima is not necessary, you could have just as well given the get without any Eidei Chasima signed on the piece of paper. So the Chasima doesn't lead up to the Gerishin. The Ksiva is a get that leads up. So that's the Gemara's argument. Here, Rav Lozer, Ksiva boy, Chasima la boy. You don't need Chasima Seidim at all. How can you say that you need Chasima Lashma? Zog digmar v'chi teimah, and maybe one will argue the point and say, Li'olam Rabbi Loza hi. Maybe the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Loza. Why do they say Li'olam Rabbi Loza hi? Why didn't they try to patch up Li'olam Rabbi Mehi? We have two considerations over here. The Gemara says in the next daf. We have a klal stam Mishnah Rabbi Mehi. It doesn't say who. It's an anonymous Mishnah. No name is mentioned. You have Reb Lezer's name is mentioned, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel's name, Reb Yudah's name, and Reb Meir's name. It's on different issues. But no, this is an anonymous din about the Fananech and Fananech, no name. So we have a klal in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that may drop the Stam Mishnah Reb Meir. Whenever you have a Stam Mishnah and doesn't say who it is, so we assume that it's Reb Meir. So on the one hand, we would like to Zet sign the Mishnah Aliba the Reb Meir because Stam Mishnah Reb Meir. On the other hand, we would prefer that the Mishnah should be Aliba Rav Lozer because we paskin like Rav Lozer. That's what the Gemara says on the next daf. We would have rather had that the Mishnah should even be, that's what the Gemara says over here. The gist of the Gemara is like this. The Gemara asks, according to Rabba, that the idea behind b'fananechtem is that the Shliach Lo'elocha says, I was there when the Sefer wrote it to Shema, and I was there when the Edom signed it to Shema, and the Ksiv and the Chasima have to be Lishma, and I know that they both were Lishma. That's according to Rabba. So the Gemara asks, which Tana is it? Man Hai Tana, on the last line of Gimel Amanal. Man Hai Tana, the boy Ksiva the Shema, boy Chasima the Shema. Who is the one who says that you need both? The Gemara finally kratzes on Dalet Amanal. Gemara finally discovered there is a Tana, Reb Yudah holds like that. But it's not the two famous Shitas, Reb Meir and Reb Lozer. The Gemara says, what do you mean famous? Why? Reb Meir, Reb Lozer, Mom, Chubidika Tanoim, the Reb Yudah. What's the Shlecht Reb Yudah? The Gemara says, yeah. For our purposes, because on the one hand it's a Stam Mishnah, so under normal circumstances Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. So we should really try to Zetzan the Mishnah like Rav Meir. Aznit, if it doesn't go with Rav Meir, then we should Zetzan, it should be a Chot Shaloch HaLamayis, it should be Ois Galton. We don't pass him like Rav Yudah, that he's an obscure Tan as far as we're concerned, because we don't pass him like him. The Gemara says, we know the Kaimalon Halacha Rav Lozer Begitten, we pass him like Rav Lozer on this issue, that all you need is Ksiv L'Shmo on the text that they get. And the Chasima doesn't need Lishma. You don't even need Chasima. So how can you say that you need Chasima Lishma? So that's what the Gemara originally wanted to say. The Mishnah should either be Rav Meir, because Tam Mishnah Rav Meir, or it should be like Rav Lozer, because we pass like Rav Lozer. The Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, Balais Breire, what can we do? The Mishnah happens to go like neither. It goes like Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah is a third Tana who requires both Ksiva Saget Lishma and the Chasima Lishma. So first, when the Gemara is still trying to press that it should be Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Meir is out of the question. Rabbi Meir holds the fair that you don't need Ksiva Lishma. So there's no way to understand B'fananechtam Lishma according to Rabbi Meir. So let's try Rabbi Lozer. So Rabbi Lozer also, he holds that you don't need Chasimus at all. So how can you say that you need Chasimus Lishma? It's not even Chal. They can think from today till next year, they're writing Lishma. Lishma means that by my signing the get, I make it possible for the husband. He could have given the get without the Chasimus. It's not even Chal Lishma. So then the Gemara says, maybe one will argue the point and say, maybe the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lozer, that's how we pass, and Allah is Rabbi Lozer begins. When Rabbi Lozer says, you can give a get that only has the top 12 lines, it's not even signed at all, you don't even need Chasima at all. In the mail, it's not shach to say you need Chasima Lishma, because it's never going to be Lishma. It can't be Lishma. Lishma means that I make it possible for the Baal Pe. You don't even need the Chasimus. It can't be Lishma. So maybe that's only on the level of the Rice. Oh, but maybe mid the Rabbanan boy. Maybe Rab Lozer holds that there's a Takana mid the Rabbanan that requires Eidei Chasima on the bottom. And there is a Mishnah like that later. The Mishnah says later, She'ein ha'edim chasim malaget elam ipnei tikkun ha'olam. The Mishnah has a series of takonis. They made many takonis from ipnei tikkun ha'olam. So in the middle of all those takonis, it says that the edim sign on the bottom of the get is tikkun ha'olam. So the Gemara says, what do you mean tikkun ha'olam? Isn't it a din d'oraisa that the edim have to sign the get? So the Gemara says, according to Reb Meir, it's a din d'oraisa. The edim have to sign on. If the edim don't sign the get, it's not a good get. But according to Reb Lazar, the edim, there's no need at all in Atar that anybody should sign the get. It's only a takana midrabbanan. So what do those words mean? Takana midrabbanan. Midrabbanan made a takana that the edim have to sign on the get. So that's what the Gemara. That's what the Gemara thought. It's not correct. That's not the correct shot. The correct pshat is ein reidim chas malaget elam pnei tikkun ha'olam. The minig developed over the centuries that edim would sign because it's going to be beneficial for the wife that edim should sign. The Gemara explains why. If the husband gives his wife a get that only has the top 12 lines, it doesn't. No one ever signed it on the bottom. And we know the woman was married for many years. If a woman comes to New York from Eretz Yisrael, from California, we don't know who in the world she is, and she tells us, I was once married and I got divorced. So then the Mishnah says, we believe her Apesha, so Apesha Hitir. We didn't know who she was, to the best of our knowledge. When she was born, she wasn't married. She was single. Before she was born, she was single. The day she was born, she was single. Shaila is whether she became an Eshes Ish later. Did the father be Mekabel Kedushin for her? Was she Mekabel on Kedushin? So we don't know. So if she comes and she says, I'm single, we would believe her that she's single. Now while she comes and she says, Eshes Ish Ha'isi, Niskadashti, so that's Shavi Anav Shechatiche Disura. Zizok Tavzich, she says about herself that she's an Eshes Ish. Adam Neiman Al Atzma, Yosim Meyuish. She says about herself. But since she's the one who created the whole problem, it's only based on her nemanis that she says Eshes Ish Ha'isi. So she says Vinizgarashti, so that's called Apesha Osar, Hu Apesha Itir. Since she was the one who established herself as an Eshes Ish, so she is believed, if she says it right away, she's believed to say Vinizgarashti. But what happens if she's living in this community many years? We know that she's an Eshes Ish. We don't have to come on to Shavi Anav Shechatiche Disur to her nemanis. We have a Cheskes Eshes Ish. The woman has been living in the community, sending her children to the schools, working on the PTA. Obviously she's married to this man. One fine day, the husband disappears. He moves somewhere else, and she claims the husband gave me a get. How do you believe her? She's not the man to say Mizgarashti. It's the Chadov Shebierva. And now she wants to go marry someone else. How can you believe her?
Doesn't she have to show a get?
So let's say she'll only have a get like Rav Lozor. The get only has the 12 lines, doesn't have any signatures. So the get doesn't prove anything. It doesn't prove. Maybe she wrote the get. It doesn't say anything. The get says the husband is interested in Rav Lozor, but it's not signed by anybody. So if she'll bring two witnesses who will testify, we were there when the husband gave the get, that'll be good. And what will be, she's not going to find the shidduch so fast. It may take her a few years till she'll remarry. But by the time she wants to remarry, the eidim may no longer be alive. Dilma maisi eidim, the eidim may die. Or dilma don't move to Medina Zayam. They don't stand in the neighborhood forever and ever. So what are you going to do if the eidim will die by the time she's holding by the next shidduch? What do you do if the Eidim move out of the community? So what's going to be? So the Mishnah says, "Mepnei tikkun ha'olam." They made a takana, even though Reb Lozor holds nikar adin, there's no need to have Eidim sign on the bottom of the get. The get is good without any Eidim chasima. Nonetheless, midirabbanan, it sounds like that in the Mishnah. Midirabbanan, they made a takana, mepnei tikkun ha'olam, that the Eidim should sign on the bottom, so the get should be able to serve as the shtar raya. The get should be able to serve the fact that there were signatures on the bottom. That's a raya that the husband really divorced her. So she won't have to produce the Eidim in person. She won't have to bring Eidim to walk into Bez. So that's the simple reading in the Mishnah, that the Rabbanon, Rab Lozer, is masking that you do have to have Eidim Chasim on the bottom. Once you need the Eidim Chasim, then you can say, according to Rab Lozer, you need the Ksivas Haget Lishmo, and you need the Chasimus Eidim Lishmo, the Rabbanon. And I'll tell you, you don't need Chasimus Eidim. So you can't say that you need the Ksivas Lishmo. You can't say that you need that they should sign it lishma, but once the Rabbanan made a takana that you do have to have Eidim signing on the bottom, so you can say that they require that they should sign it lishma. Why not? So the Gemara says that's wrong. The pshat that I just said, that's not what it means in the Mishnah. The Chitaimo, the Gemara says, on the fifth line on Gimel Amid Beis. In the Gemara, the Chitaimo, liyolim Rab Lozor. Maybe the Mishnah goes like Rab Lozor.
I didn't see the house.
That he holds that you need ksivas haget lishma against Rav Meir. Rav Meir says you don't have to write the get lishma. The chilav, I bar a coin, Rav Lozor, you don't have to have chasima at all. There's no need for Eidei Chasim at all. So how can you say that the Eidim have to sign it, even the Shema? They don't even have to sign it at all. The Chila boy, maybe the Chila boy Rab Loza Chasim L'Shema, that's Midir Araisa. There's no need to sign at all. Oh, but Midir Rabbanon. Boy. But Midir Rabbanon. That's the Mishnah later that says Midir Rabbanon, there's a Mipnei Tikkun Ha'olam. You do need Eidei Chasima. Memela, once you need Eidei Chasima, then they have to sign Lishma. Once you need them, the Rabbanon, they have to sign Lishma. So the Gemara says that's not what it means in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says Sheyuhu Eidim Chos Malaget Mepnei Tikkun Olam, doesn't mean that there's a Takana with the Rabbanon that they have to sign the get. It's an Eitzah Teiva B'Yalma in the Mishnah. That's how Rashi and Taisa say the Ferish. You see the Rashi, the last Rashi on Gimel Amud Beis, the last line in Rashi. Rashi writes Lefichach Nohagu. This last line, Lefichach Nohagu Lachsom. That's why the minig developed that the Eidim sign. The Yamusu, if the Eidim who were watching the get being given over, if they'll die, they'll move to Medina Sayam, how is she going to prove? So if Eidim will sign, Tarach Hasimos and Leidim Acherim, she'll show the get to other people, the Yakiru, and they recognize the signatures, so they'll know that the woman is Nizgarsha. And that's how Tosis points out also, when it says in the Mishnah, Sheyuhu Eidim Chos Malaget, and Bnei Tikkun Olam, doesn't mean there's a takana that the Eidim have to sign. It means that was the minig that the Eidim signed, but it isn't even required in the Rabbanon. The Gemara proves it that it's so. You cannot say in the Midir Rabbanon, you do need. The Gemara proves it. Vashloishin gitim sulim, the Rabbanon. There is a Mishnah later on Daf Peivav that's talking about the Beferish, talking about Dinim the Rabbanon. It's not talking about Dinim the Reis. And even though you're talking halacha lemaisa, you're not talking on the level of the Reis, you're talking on the level of Rabbanon. And nonetheless, with Laboy Rab Loza Hasima Lishma, Rab Loza holds you don't need Hasima at all. You don't need Hasima at all. There never was Mifnei Tikkun Olam Takana that the Eidim have to sign with the Rabbanon. It's just an Eitzah Teiva and a Minig B'Yalma, but there's no such din. So if there's no such din, it requires the Eidim to sign the get. So Fashtetzach, they don't have to sign Lishma. Even if they want to sign, they don't. It can't even sign Lishma if they try. It's not Shach to call Lishma. Yeah, it can't be Lishma. Lishma means it enables the Gerishin. It doesn't enable anything. You don't even need it. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah that it says in that Mishnah, the Stan Gimel Gitim Sulim, there's a get that's Pasal Med the Rabbanon. And then it says in the end of that Mishnah,
in this house,
Rab Lazaraymer, we're going to have to read, we left out a couple of lines here, therefore, Rab Lazaraymer, Apo Pishen Olaveidim, Elishinasan Olavifneidim, Kosher. It's a Kosher again, means it's Kosher even with the Rabbanon. Rab Lazar never said that a get without Eri Hasima is no good Med the Rabbanon. It's good Menater, it's good Med the Rabbanon. So that's the Gemara's Kasha according to Rabba. Again, according to Rabba, that the reason for the Takana, that the Shliach Loilocha should testify that he was there. When it was written, when it was signed, that everything was done Lishma, the Ksiva was done Lishma, and the Chasima was done Lishma. So the Gemara asks, Man Hain Tane, the boy Ksiva Lishma, boy Chasima Lishma. From the famous two Tanoim, Rab Meir and Rab Lozor, Rab Meir, Rab Lozor we paskin like, so we call him a famous Tanit. Rab Meir is usually Stam Mishnah Rab Meir, and this is a Stam Mishnah, so it should either be Rab Meir or should be Rab Lozor. The Gemara says, Belez Ber, it's neither of them. It's a third Tanit Rab Yudit. We neither paskin like Rab Yudit, nor is it a common practice that you have a Stam Mishnah Alib Rab Yudit. Usually it's a Stam Sifro Alib Rab Yudit, Stam Sifre Alib Rab Shimon. Stam Mishnah is Alib Rab Meir. So that's what the Gemara asks. How can it be? You have a Stam Mishnah, which is neither Alibi de Rab Meir, nor Alibi de Rab Loza. Alibi de Rab Meir, you don't need Ksivas HaGet Lishma. All you need is the Hasimas on the bottom should be done Lishma. We didn't explain what the issue is. We're going to have to explain yet. According to Rab Meir, all you need Lishma by the get are the signatures on the bottom should be done Lishma. According to Rab Lozor, all you need Bechlal. All you need Bechlal is just the text of the get, the 12 lines. You don't need Hasimas at all. Not min HaTorah and not min the Rabbanon. Rab Lozor says even on the level of the Rabbanon, the Mishnah and Peivav is talking dinim the Rabbanon halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. Rab Lozor still insists there's no need for Hasima at all, and the Mishnah calls it b'mpnei tikkun ha'olam doesn't mean it's a takana of the Rabbanon that they should sign. It's an eitzah teiva that people have introduced that they should accomplish tikkun ha'olam, but you really don't need it. So the Gemara says taka, the Mishnah is not like either. The Gemara says it's alibi de Rab Yudah. Hamani Rab Yudah he disnan. Okay, we'll have to get to Rab Yudah here. And Dalad Amid Aleph on the seventh, eighth line from the top. Gemara says Rav Ashi Amar Hamani, whose opinion is it in the Mishnah? Rab Yudah he disnan. You have later a Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Poisel, let's take Sivasa v'chasimasa b'tolvish. We're going to have to figure out what has it got to do. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you require both Ksiva and chasimasa edim should be done l'shmo. And the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda.
According to Rabbi Moshe, an aid comes from the Dinas of Yam. And he gets two aid in the Siva, and he gives it to her before that. But still, it's based on him alone, right? I mean, we discussed why he's considered the Mammon as the aid echo.
Yeah.
No,
if a shliach leilocha comes, then you're going to have to have edi chasimah, because the shliach has to say b'fan anechta, b'fan anechta.
Are you the point of
Rabbalazah?
Why? Doesn't have
chasimah. You're right. He doesn't have to have any chasimah at all.
Well, you have a shliach comes from Dinas Yam with a gift.
Yeah.
He gets edi mesiva, all right? I mean, the point of Rabbalazah, gives her the gift, she's divorced.
Well, the question, how did we discuss in the very beginning, how does he identify himself as the Shliach Lalo?
If he has the Sima, at least he has the Sima Sa'idim, he at least
can rely on the Sima Sa'idim. Right, so the Chsima Sa'idim. So then he'll have to have an independent document that verifies that he is the Shliach Lalo. Right, that's what we discussed.
That's why Adam is That would be the Edom Assyria.
No, the Edom Assyria can't identify him as the Shliach Lailocha.
Why?
He gets two people in Eretz Yisrael. He gets two people from the street in Eretz Yisrael to be the Edom Assyria. They don't know whether he was appointed in New York.
See what he's doing.
I thought Edom Assyria, the Edom originally.
No, when he's about to give the get to the wife, he gets two Edom Assyria to watch from the street, as he says. No, how does he prove that he's the Shliach? How does he prove he's the Shliach? See, if the get is signed. So the Rambam said that the fact that it's signed that itself, the Rambam and the Raivi, the fact that it's signed that itself proves that he is the Shliach Lailocha. But if according to Rablaza, the get is not signed at all, then he's going to have an independent document that ascertains that he was appointed as a Shliach.
After the Rabbanan.
No, that's what the Gemara says here on Gimel Amud Beis, that when the Mishnah says, Sheyehu Ha'edim Chais Malaget, and Pnei Tikkun Olam, that's just an Eitz Teiva. That's not really a request. It's not a Takana of the Rabbanan. The Gemara says the Kohen Rav Lozzi should not say that with the Rabbanan he does require Chasimah based on that Mishnah later. That's not what it means. It just means that the practice was that they sign, but it's not really necessary. Not Minatara, not with the Rabbanan.
Why can't you say the same way that if there is the Rabbi, they made it that he was as a Shaliach, the fact that the get was written, he brings it, it's also made that he was the Shliach. Even
but how can it be made if there's no Chasimus? There's no made at all.
The Chasimus is not specifically made on him. The Eidus who signed it there, how can that be made by another person?
We have to explain,
whatever makes the Shtar is a Shtar, whether the Ksiva or the Chasimus and the Ksiva.
Yeah, but we have to explain what's that. We didn't explain. We have to explain what is the Machlekes of our Meir and our Blaza. Once we'll explain what the Machlekes is, then you'll understand the answer to the question. What is this machlekes? The Gemara has this machlekes throughout the Masechta. The Rav Meir holds that Edi Chasima Karsi, Rav Loza holds Edi Mesira Karsi. Karsi is the Aramaic word for krisis. It says in the Chumash, Menasan La Sefer Krisis, he gives his wife a get. Krisis means a Sefer Krisis, a bill of divorce. So the Tanoim had a machlekes, what creates the get? Is it Edi Chasima make it into a get? Or do you say no? There's no need for Eide Chasima. The Eide Mesira make it into a get. What kind of a lashon is that? Eide Chasima make it into a get. Eide Mesira make it into a get. What kind of a language is that? And furthermore, what does it mean? Eide Chasima karsi, Eide Mesira karsi. What? It's only machlekes by a get. And what about a shtar mechira? What if I want to sell you karka? So Tosfos points out here on Dalet Amud Aleph. The Tosfos Dibra Maschol Dikai Malon. The big fat thesis by the wide lines. The Gemara said that we would have preferred to say the Mishnah is either Rav Meir or Rav Loza. Belez Brera, what can we do? We're stuck. We have to say it's a coin to Rav Yehuda. But we would have preferred it should either be Rav Meir because that Mishnah Rav Meir, we know historically, or Chotch, let it be Rav Loza because we paskin. The Kaimalan halachic Rav Loza begitin, because we paskin like that. So Taisa says, what does that mean? Halachic Rav Loza begitin. What the machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Loza? Where they need Edi Chasima is only Machlekes in Gittin. It doesn't appear anywhere else. Because Rav Meir says Edi Chasima Karsi, the Edi Chasima make the get into a get, and they make it into a Sefer Krisim. Rav Loza holds no, Edi Mesira Karsi make it into a get. So it's Machlekes only in Hilchas Gittin. So Tosfos says, not true. The Machlekes is a universal Machlekes by all Shtaris. And Halachic Rav Loza is by all Shtaris. Tosfos says, so why does the Gemara say, Kaiman Halachic Rav Loza be Gittin? We're talking here in Maseches Gittin. We're learning Gittin now. So that's what the Gemara says, Halach Nokat Gittin. The Gemara chaps on that Lashon. Halach Ikar Blah is the beginning. But it's really loved after. Aval Halach Ikar Afishar Shtaris. Even in Shtari Moment, we also paskin like that. Halach Ikar Blah. How do you know? So they quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chof Ches, Abifarishi Gemara, that there was a Shtar Matana on the third line in the Tosis. The Perik Zeboris, Sanhedrin Daf Chof Ches, Gabi Matanto. There was a shtar matana, Rabbi Chasim Aloh, Trey Gisi. They had two brothers-in-law signed on a shtar matana. There are two kinds of brothers-in-law. My sister's husband is my brother-in-law, and then my wife's sister's husband is also my brother-in-law. But there's a difference. Two Balki Yishtai. One is a brother-in-law. Two brothers are Rishon Berishon. Rishon Berishon is pas later. So two brothers cannot testify together on another case, nor can one testify for or against the other brother. They're crazy. That's called crazy. But if you have two sisters who are both married, so the two husbands are brothers-in-law, that gisi, a gis, strictly speaking in the Mishnah means a brother-in-law with a double Baal Ki Ishtar. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. Whether gis, do you say Baal Ki Ishtar twice by Rishon Merishon, and we paskin that it's no good, that it's possible. But you say Baal Ki Ishtar even twice on that level of Rishon Merishon. Let's say if you have two girls who are first cousins and they're both married, so brothers are called Rishon Berishon. When they have children, so the first cousins are called Sheni B'Sheni. So Sheni B'Sheni is post-latest. But what if you have two girls who are cousins and they're both married? So then it's Beferish Adin that their husbands are kosher latest. They can be Edom together. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the minig is that we don't use them for Edi Kedushin or for Edi Aget. A minig like that. But strictly speaking, the Iker Adin, if you don't have anybody who's a Shem Shabbos, if you don't have anybody better, because the din is that they are kosher ladies, and other people don't even observe this meaning. But the din is in Shulchan Aruch that two first cousins, girls, two female cousins who are both married, their husbands are not psulim ladies with each other, because you don't apply Baal Ki Ishtar twice on the level of Sheni B'Sheni. On the level of Rishon B'Rishon is the Machlekes Hatanoim, and we pass them that you do say. So that's the Shaila of Ashtar Matonin. I wanted to give you my real estate. I own Kark, I want to give you real estate. So I write down, I hereby give you ownership of my property. I own 24 Bennett, and I give you the ownership of the house. Then I get two Adam to sign, and lo and behold, the two Adam happen to be two brothers-in-law with a double Baal Ki Ishtar. So it's a machlege satanai, whether they're kosher ladies. So the Gemara tells the story, Matanta dave chasima la tre gisi, Kama Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, all right, they're posel ladies, brothers-in-law teganish, so forget it, ignore the fact that it's signed, give over the Shtar Matan in the presence of two kosher Eidim, and we'll say Eidim is Sira Karsi. That's what he says, Zil, go Akniye, give over the Shtar Matan and the Eidim is Sira, like Rav Lozer, following Rav Lozer's opinion. So see the theory that Halachic Rav Lozer not only by Get, you see that the Machlegas Rav Meir Rav Lozer is not only by Get, it's by all Shtaris, and you see the Halachic Rav Lozer by Gittin is not only by Gittin, means by all Shtaris, means by all Shtaris. So what is the machlekes? What is the machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Loza? Whether you have to have Edi Chasima signed on the bottom of the shtar or not. If you don't have Edi Chasima signed on the bottom of the shtar, so what kind of a shtar is it? Isn't a shtar Edis?
Shtar is a sefer, Agudas Dvorim. Agudas Dvorim, you don't have, the Edis are not Agudas Dvorim, it's the text of the shtar.
So the Achrayim point out, a Dovah Poshu, the very elementary thing, there are two types of shtar. There's a shtar Raya, and there's a shtar Kinyan. And they're worlds apart, the two different things. If I borrowed money from you, and then I tell the Eidim, write down that I owe him the money. I'm afraid I'll forget, he'll forget, you'll forget, everybody can forget, and I don't want to be a crook. So write down a shtar and give it to him. Give him a shtar that I owe him the thousand. Huh? That I owe him the money. So I already borrowed the money. So the chiyuv that I owe him the money exists already from the time that I borrowed. Let's say I gave you the house for Matana and you gave me a Kenyan suitor. No charge. You gave me a Kenyan suitor and I was kind of, or you made a Kenyan chazakah, or some kind of a Kenyan on the house. And then later on, I'm afraid I'll forget. You're afraid that I'll cheat you. I'll ask for the house back. So you want a shtar that should verify that, that should prove the fact that the house belongs to you. So I tell the Adam, write the man a shtar that I already gave him the karka. So that shtar doesn't transfer the ownership of the karka. The karka already belongs to you. From the time you made the kinyan chazaka, from the time you made the kinyan chalipin on the shtar, on the karka. The shtar is just a shtar that's l'raya. So a shtar raya, zich has to have edi chasima. If you don't have edim signed on the bottom, so what kind of a raya is it? A shtar raya means raya biksav. You have edis biksav. So just like you have hagodas edis balpeh, So you have Agada Seydis Diksav. So Avada, if you don't have Eri Hasim on Ishtar Raya, there's nothing to discuss. Avada, where's the proof? If there's no Eidim sign on the bottom, so there's no proof. That's a double partial like that. The only time you have a Machlekes from Meir Rablozer is in Ishtar Kinyan. That's what they argue. Vos heist Ishtar Kinyan. So Ishtar Kinyan is either by a get. A man wants to divorce his wife. So by giving the get to the wife, that accomplishes a change in status. Or let's say the girl is single and I want to marry her. So I give her a shtar that says Haret Mukudesh Eslis. I want to create Kiddush Ishtar. The Mishnah has in the beginning of Kiddushin, there are three ways to make Kiddushin. So we, our meaning is that we're Mekadosh B'Shavah Kesef. It can be Mekadosh B'Kesef or B'Shavah Kesef. But another way to create Kiddushin would have been Aydei Shtar. We have chosen not to follow that practice, but the Mishnah records that there is such a form of Kiddushin, Kiddushin Aydei Shtar. So that's a Shtar Kinyan. That Shtar is given to create issues. It changes the status. It takes the girl who is a Pnuya and converts into an Eshes Ish. Or let's say I own the Karka. Not that you were kind of the Karka with Chazoke or with Chalipin, and now I want you to have a Shtar that should be Lerai B'Yam, that should prove that it's really yours. No. The Shtar is to accomplish the change in status that the Karka should now belong to you. So that's called the Shtar Kinyan. So that's a Machlekes between Rab Meir and Rab Lozer. What are the mechanics of a shtar kinyan? How does it work? A shtar raya means you have raya b'ksav, you have eidus b'ksav. So you have to have chasim eidim on the bottom. If you're going to talk about a shtar raya without eidim signed on the bottom, that's nonsense. How can you call it a shtar raya if it doesn't have any chasim eidim? Even if it has eidim signed on the bottom, but it's a ksav sheyochol lehizdayev, what the Gemara calls it. Let's say they'll write a shtar on the blackboard. The blackboard is all erased, it's all clear. And they'll write in chalk on the blackboard, the Adam will sign on the bottom. So the Gemara says, well, that's not a good shtar raya. And the guy will walk away with the blackboard. He can take an eraser and make it wet, and then erase everything on top of the chesimus on the bottom. He'll write down the shtar, let's say, says, I owe you $10. He'll erase everything, he'll write, I owe you $1,000,000. You can change whatever you want. Or let's say you have a shtar written in pencil on a piece of paper where you can easily erase the numbers, the figures, the names, and no one will be able to recognize if it's written in ink on such. Sometimes you have ink on paper that if you erase it you can't tell, and sometimes you have ink on paper, the paper is such that if you, and the ink is such that if you erase it you can tell that there was an erasure there. So if you're going to write it on such paper that you cannot tell that anything was changed, they can forge it, they can change it, and no one will ever know. So that cannot serve as a shtar raya. If you're talking about a shtar raya, that's certainly not acceptable for shtar raya. But what if it's a shtar kinyan? What if I want to create kiddushin? I want to create gerushin. I'm not interested in giving the girl a raya that she's married to me. She doesn't need a raya that she's divorced either. Let's say she's gone to a new community. She'll be believed with apeshos apeshita. She doesn't need any raya to prove that she's divorced. I want to be makna the karka to you. You don't need any raya that the karka is. You just want to create, you want to clinch the kinyan. So that's a machloikis between Rab Meir and Rab Lozer. It's not only a machloikis in get. It's not only a machloikis by Eri Chasima Karsi, Eri Mesira Karsi. What does the krisis haget? So this shows from the Gemara by the Matanta in Sanhedrin Dav Chav Ches that the machloikis Rab Meir Rab Lozer is by all shtari moment as well, by all shtari kinyan. By every shtar kinyan, the shtar serves the purpose of creating a kinyan, of creating kiddushin, of creating gerushin, of creating a havoras bailus on the karka. So that's a fundamental machlokes between Rab Meir Rab Lozer. How does it work? So Rab Meir holds that every shtar kinyan accomplishes the trick by serving as a shtar raya. If I come over to the single girl and I give her a raya that we are married, this accomplishes that we just became married. If she's interested in marrying me, if she doesn't want to marry me, it's nish. But if she consents, and I give her a shtar that says, you are married to me, and it's signed with two eidim. So if it has two eidim, it can serve as a shtar raya. So shtar raya on a thing that's not so can accomplish that it becomes so. If the girl is single and I give her a shtar raya that she's married to me, that creates the gedushin. If the girl is married to me and I give her a shtar raya that she is hereby divorced, so then the fact that she can prove that she's divorced accomplishes that the divorce just occurred. If I have karka, if I own the building where I live, let's say, and I give you a shtar that the building should belong to you, so that itself accomplishes that the building becomes your property. you own it because I gave you a right that is, if I give you a right that the Empire State Building belongs to you, so it's garnished. What good is that? That's not a right. But if I give you a right that my building belongs to you, I'm a balabas, I do as baldin, kimeirim dame. I'm a balabas to give you a shtar raya on my marrying you, on my divorcing you, on my giving over the building, and so on. So Rav Meir understands that the mechanics of every shtar kinyan is by giving the other party a shtar raya, that this has already been effected, that accomplishes that the effect takes place. So in effect, Rav Meir Shita is that every shtar kinyan functions by serving first as a shtar raya. So he says, Edi Hasima Karsi. Edi Hasima needed in a shtar raya. If you're not going to have Edi Hasima, so what kind of a shtar raya is it? And it has to be Aksab Sheni Yochel his daye. If it's Aksab, he can change his vita. It doesn't say anything. Maybe they changed the whole text of the document after the Edim signed on the bottom. If the Edim signed, a lot of times the Rabbanim forget to fill out the whole ksuba. They fill out just recently the wedding, a very, very expensive ksuba, and then Lacha Kola Maisim, the Masada Kedushin, forgot to fill out the last line. He forgot to fill out the names, and the Edim signed already. So the Pashto says that you can't fill it out after the Edim signed already. There's a Nesivis in one place, in two places, the Chashimish, but the Nesivis talks about such a possibility. Maybe even after the Edim signed, maybe even if the Edim signed on a blank piece of paper, but they didn't surrender the paper to anybody yet. So after they sign and they're still holding on to the paper, they can write the shtar on top of the empty names. And Nixais thinks that it's wild. It's a wildness.
Would it be possible to sign to get two more Aedis to fill it in and get other two Aedis to sign?
Watch.
Okay, so you have to cross out these signatures.
You have to cross out, you can't have four.
You can have four signatures, yeah, but these signatures signed on a blank piece of paper. So that's not the Nesivis has this
initial letter, like in the, on the side there. They say this was written afterwards, and they signed eight.
They can do that on the bottom. They can write on the bottom that line 24 and line 33 were filled in after we signed, and then they'll sign again on the bottom. Okay. Yeah, that's like so you have to add on a whole pismen on the bottom. Yeah. Yeah.
You give someone a blank check, you sign it, and it's right. Same thing. But that's good.
That's good because he's making a Hadar's Baldin.
Yes, it's
right. So I agree to give you whatever amount you're interested in taking.
You need to check, it's good.
And I rely on you that it's going to be within reason. It's not going to be $1 million. But over here, they're not signing away their own money. They're signing away. They're signing someone else's life away. I can't sign my name on your check. I can sign my name on my check. Over here, they sign the name, and then the other guy can take it whatever he wants, and he can fill in whatever he wants. So, das is abgeret. If they sign the names and they give it away to someone else, and then he fills whatever he wants, that's, of course, it's no good. The Mesivis wants to say, if we signed before the whole ksuba was filled out, or we signed and there was nothing filled out, blank piece of paper, and we didn't surrender the piece of paper, then we fill it in before, then we give it over, so he wants to say that maybe that's good. And the other achrayim hold, it can't be. How can it be? They signed before they wrote the thing on top. That's not called shtar, right? So again, so there's they're not made on anything. How can it be considered a Haggadah Seif? The Pashto says that it's no good. Right. So this is the fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lozor. How do you view the mechanics of a shtar kinyan? Rabbi Meir says, Edi Chasima Karsi, the fact that there are Edi Chasima signed on the bottom of the get, make it into a Sefer Krisis. What does it mean? The fact that I gave my wife a shtar raya that she is divorced, that accomplishes that we became divorced. And he says this, Rav Meir holds the same is true regarding shtar kiddush, and the same is true regarding shtar matana, shtar mechiras karka. All shtar kinyan are the same. By my giving you a shtar raya that the kinyan has taken place, that causes the kinyan to take place. That's the definition of a shtar kinyan. And Rabbi Lozor says, what Korab Zelzer? Rabbi Lozor says that Ashtakin and Shtaraya have nothing to do with each other. Ashtaraya means Hagodah Seidus B'Ksav. And Ashtakinyan means a different thing. Ashtakinyan means like this. If I were to make an oral declaration that I own the building that I live in, 24 Bennett, and hereby declare that the building should belong to you, so the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, and Ilchas Mechira, Ein HaMekech Niknim Bedvar, you cannot transfer ownership of property just by an oral declaration. But if I write it down on a piece of paper, that 24 Bennett, which belongs to me, should now belong to you, and I give it over to you. So that's a stronger expression of das, if I write it down, even if I just say, but if I write it down, and I give it to you, All I have to write is the Sipur HaMaisa. I write over, I want to transfer ownership of the karka. So Rav Loza says that's the definition of shtar. If I say to the girl on the date, on the 10th date, I'm interested in marrying you b'hareyat mkudeshesli, but I don't give her any shtar, I don't give her any kesef, I don't give her any shtar. So there's nothing. Just orally I say hareyat mkudeshesli is nothing. If I write on a piece of paper hareyat mkudeshesli and I give it to her, then it's stronger. So Rav Loza says that's a ma'isa kinyan. That's what kinyan shtar is all about. If he would have said the same thing about pe, it would have been meaningless, but if he writes it on the piece of paper, gives it over, the piece of paper doesn't have to serve as the shtar raya. It's not that by giving you a raya that we are married, that causes the marriage to take effect. No. By strengthening the das, if I just say about pe hariya mukudeshes, it's a flimsy das. If I strengthen that das by writing it on a piece of paper and giving over the paper, so then it elevates the level of das, and then I say that the kinyan takes effect because of the piece of paper. With the piece of paper, the shtar kinyan doesn't have to be a shtar raya. If I want it to serve as a raya also, let's say, and if the man divorced his wife.
But what's written on a paper
is
a raya, I don't understand.
Not a raya,
no. You're not giving a blank piece of paper, you're writing
But if there are no signatures on the bottom, nobody signed on the bottom, so it's not a raya to anything.
You signed.
He could have written it himself.
You have agency, you have agency.
So the Eidim Balpeh, the Eidim can come and testify Balpeh, that'll be Eidim Balpeh, but you can't call a piece of paper a Shtar Raya. In order to be called the Shtar Raya, it has to be Muchach Mitaychei, the whole Haggadah Seder has to be contained in the piece of paper, in the document. There's no signatures at all on the bottom of the document. So the Shtar itself is Nishkin Shtar Raya.
Did you sign it? He said, I want to marry you sign it.
We'll get to that. Tess is going to talk about that. What if he signs it sometimes? It will be a shtar sometimes. Well, we'll have to talk about that.
That's at the same level as giving
the
ring.
Kesef is one form of Kiddushah.
But
shtar is another unrelated. There are three forms, Kesef, Shtar, and Diyah. Either A or B or C, any one of them. Diyah, the Gemara says, is prohibited in the Rabbanon. So we're left with Kesef or Shtar. The Rambam writes that the meaning is that we all choose to do Kesef. The Rambam writes that Kesef is really Torah Baal Peh. And we have chosen to dafke, use kesef, in order to demonstrate that we subscribe to the Torah Shabbat Peh, because the Karoim never accepted the Torah Shabbat Peh, so they wouldn't recognize Kiddushay Kesef. So we demonstrate that we do believe in the Torah Shabbat Peh, so we all do Kiddushay Kesef only. We don't do Kiddushay Shtar. Even though the Chum never prohibited Kiddushay Shtar, what's wrong? Kiddushay Bia, they felt, was an act of priests. So they said it's not proper to do Kiddushay Bia. But Kedusha Shtar you could do, but the meaning is that we don't do it. But if you want to do Kedusha Shtar, it's separate from Kedusha Kesef. Kedusha Kesef is a ring, a Shavu Kesef. Kesef would really be a gift kish. So Kesef, a Shavu Kesef, that's one form of Kedusha. And Shtar is another form. So when he does that form of Kedusha, namely Shtar, does he have to have signatures on the bottom of the document or not? So the Gemara said, Beferish, the same Machlegas, Rab Meir, and Rab Eloza. It's not only Machlegas, Edi Chasima, Karse, Edi Mesira, Karse, by Sefer Krisis. What makes the get into a get? So machloek is even by shtar kedusha, machloek is by shtar matana, machloek is by shtar mechiras karka, by all shtar kinyan. Machloek is by all shtar kinyan. What is the mechanics of kinyan shtar? So Rabbi Meir holds, it's called a shtar, so it has to work the same way as shtar raya. A shtar raya has to have a raya. It has to have edis biksav. So shtar kinyan also means, I effect to take effect. Or if we're married, I give my wife a get by serving as a raya that we are divorced. We become divorced. We become divorced. By giving you a raya that the house belongs to you, the house that's mine belongs to you, that causes the house now to belong to you by giving the shtar raya.
Even the creature of the kinyan, because you give her back her issues, you put her back in the position where she was before, she's getting her kinyan. You're giving her matona, you're giving her position that she's free now to marry whoever she wants. Therefore, yeah. It's almost the same thing like a kinyan.
It is, right, it is a kinyan.
It's a kinyan, so therefore you let the kinyan be any different.
I didn't explain.
Shtar kinyan is also shtar raya.
Right, a shtar kinyan doesn't only mean a kinyan on karka. Kiddushin is a kinyan, gerishin is a kinyan, these are all kinyan. These are all, when you're effecting some change, you effect a change that the girl is now married or that the woman is now divorced, right, these are all called shtar kinyan. So that's the fundamental machlokes between Rab Meir and Rab Loza. Rab Loza says that the two are unrelated stars. Shtar kinyan zeh l'chud v'shtar raya zeh l'chud. Shtar raya has to be muchach mitoychoi, has to have signatures on the bottom. That's a document that gives testimony. That's how HaGadah Seder speaks out. But a shtar kinyan is not at all how HaGadah Seder speaks out. It's just the Sipur HaMaisa. If I would have said it, Baal Peh. Sorry, Kenu Yoloch, from today till next week, the Rambam says, Eina Mekech Nikna Medvarim. That's cloud one in Hilchas Mechira. Perek Aleph Halach Aleph. Ein Amekech Nikdam Dvarim. But if he says it Balpen, he writes it down and he hands over the piece of paper to the other one. So Rav Blozer says that's how the Rambam paskens like Rav Blozer. We pasken halachic Rav Blozer. The Rambam writes that then it is good. Why? Because it has nothing to do with Shtar Raya. He made his das clearer and it's stronger, a higher level of das, and that accomplishes that the kinyan takes effect. So according to Rav Blozer, there's no need to have Eidei Chasima at all on a Shtar kinyan. And the Mela get the Shtar kinyan doesn't have to have any Eidei Chasima at all. But it says in the Torah, you need Ksiva Lishma. So according to Rav Blozer, the Hechreyach, the din of Ksiva Lishma goes on the 12 lines text on the top, on the text of the get. The get has to be written Lishma. According to Rav Meir, the mayor says that that's a further machlokes within Rav Blozer. When Rav Blozer says there's no need for Eidei Chasima, there's no need for Eidei Chasima, so, but what do you need? So he says Eidei Mesira Karsi. So why do you even need Eidei Mesira? So Rashi and the Rambam, there's a Sefer Imre Moshe by Rav Moshe Sokolovsky. There's a Talmud that there was a yeshiva in Brisk. Rav Chaim didn't have yeshiva in Brisk. Rav Chaim didn't have yeshiva in Brisk. Rav Chaim was a Rashim and Valojan in yeshiva. And then when Rav Chaim was in Brisk, there was a little yeshiva there for teenagers that was run by Rav Moshe Sokolovsky. It happens Rav Moshe Sokolovsky learned by Rav Chaim. He was a big Talmud Chacham before he learned by Rav Chaim. He wrote a Sefer on Hilchas Yontif called Malechas Yontif before he learned by Rav Chaim. That's the old style. A whole Sefer full of Pshetlech and Pulam on the old style. Then after he learned by Rav Chaim, it was like he became a different person. And he wrote the Imre Moshe in Gansen, a different style of learning. And everything is with the Brisk Yiver, like Rav Chaim. It's a very nice Sefer. So in the Imre Moshe, he quotes from Rav Chaim that if you look slowly and carefully, it's a Beferish and Machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam on the one side and the Tesis and the Ramban on the other side. According to Rav Blozer, who holds that there's no need for Eidei Chasima at all on any Shtar Kinyan, but you do need Eidei Mesira, Karsi. You need Eidei Mesira to make it into a get. What does that mean that you need Eidei Mesira? So Rashi and the Rashi later in the Chops and the Rambam and Hilchos Gerishin write, Eidei Mesira are only needed by a get because it's a Dovish B'Yerevo. Like by a wedding, you have to have two Eidim watching when you give over the ring, even though there's no Shtar at all. So by a get, you also need two Eidim watching when the Baal gives over the get, because the Dovish B'Yerevo has to have two Eidim Lekim Adolim. But let's say the Shtar Mechiris Chometz. So the Rambam writes, you don't need Eidei Chasima, you don't need any Mesira. The Rambam writes, you give over the Shtar, Beno le Beno. No one is signed on it, no one is watching when he gives it over, and the Rambam says that it's good. That's Rambam and Rashi. And Taisus and the Ramban write the Feirish Natsa, that according to Rav Blozer, there's no need for Eidei Chasima to make the Shtar into a Shtar, into a Shtar Kinyan, but you need Eidei Mesira by all, Asvara by all Shtaris, even by Shtar Mechiris Chometz, even by Shtori Kinyan, by Momin, he would also require Eidei Mesira. That's the simple reading of that Gemara in Sanhedrin that the Taisis quoted. Zil Akniye be Eidei Mesira. The simple reading of the Gemara sounds like Taisis in the Ramban. That Rav Blozer Shita, Eidei Mesira Karsi, is not only by a get because of the issue of Dovah Shabierva, you need Eidei Slikim Adovah, but you have to have Eidei Mesira even by Shtori Momin. Why?
No,
the Gemara comes to the conclusion that since the Eidim who had signed on the Shtar were brothers-in-law, so that's no good, so it's not even going to help. Yeah, you will give it in the presence of two witnesses. It's not going to help because
no
we call it Mizrif Mitoichat.
No Shtar.
The Gemara says it's worse than because Mizrif Mitoichat. But first the Gemara thought that there is no din of Mizrif Mitoichat by Shtar Shtaris. They thought the din of Mizrif Mitoichat is only a Chumra Midirabana by Get that doesn't apply to Shtar Imamin. So in the Havmin of the Gemara that it doesn't apply to Shtar Imamin, so if there's no Paschal, so what do you have to have Eidei Mesira watching? So the Pashtus in the Gemara sounds like the Taisus in the Ramban, that Rav Blozer Shita Eidei Mesira Karsi is not only by Gittin because of Dovish B'Yerva, like you have to have two Eidim at Achas and Lekim Adova. No, it's a Din in Hilchas Shtaris that Ashtar needs Eidus Lekim Adova. Ashtar needs Eidus Lekim Adova to make it function, to make it work. So again, Nochamal, again, let's hear if you're right. So again, there's a machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar as to the definition of a Shtar Kinyan. How does a Shtar Kinyan work? A Shtar Raya, we know what it is. We know how it works. A Shtar Raya is a Hagodah Seder Spiksav. So about it, you have to have signatures on the bottom of the page. A Shtar Kinyan is a machlokes. So Rav Meir says that a Shtar Kinyan works by virtue of the fact that it is a shtar raya, and I have given the other party a raya that this kinyan has taken effect, and it's not true, it didn't take effect. Oh, so that's the answer. The fact that I gave you a shtar raya that the kinyan has taken effect, that causes the kinyan to take effect. That creates the gerishin, that creates the kiddushin, that creates the shtar, the maton on the kark. And Rav Loza says that they're unrelated. Shtar raya means edis biksav, and shtar kinyan means he just writes the sipra maisa biksav, and it doesn't have to be a hagodas edis at all. So again, according to the Gemara, that's the fundamental machlok, is whether you have to have edi chasima or not. So the Gemara says that everybody subscribes to the din that unique sivu l'shma by get state because of law l'shma unique sivu l'shma, but they argue l'shitasim Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Loza are going to argue what part of the get needs ksiva l'shma. So Rav Loza says the chasima isn't necessary at all. You don't need chasima at all that the get should work. So how can you say you need l'shma? Even if the think l'shma won't be chal, l'shma means that this and this is going to lead up to the husband divorcing his wife. How can you say that the chasima is reidim? Is haschal of the gerishin if it's lo malav amar? You don't need chasima. The whole purpose of chasima is if the eidim who are watching the get being given over will die, or the move to Medina Sayyam, so how's the woman going to be able to prove that she was divorced? So it's an Eitz HaTeva that Edom should sign on the get in order that she should be able to use those Edom L'Raya to prove that she's divorced. But the Edom signing on the get are not going to serve absolutely anything L'Kinyan. So even if they're going to think the Shema, it can't be Chal the Shema. The Pashtus and the Gemara so far. We're going to get to the Gemara in the next daf. The Gemara is going to say maybe not so. And Dalad, I mean, we're going to have to figure out Pshat and the Gemara. But so far the Gemara holds that according to Rabbi Elazar, that is, there's no need to have Edi Chasima signed on the get at all, so it's not shach to say that you need Chasima l'shma. So the din that requires Ksiva l'shma to get obviously only goes on the Ksiva saget. The Ksiva saget is going to lead up to the Gerishin later on to the Ksiva needs l'shma. And according to Rab Meir, the Gemara says, according to Rab Meir, it is necessary to have Chasimas on the bottom. So what part of the get needs l'shma? So you should say like Rab Yudah. You need the ksiva with the chasima. Everything has to be lishma. That's how the Gemara finally says. Amar Avashi, Hamani Rabbi Yudahi. The Mishnah follows Rabbi Yudah's opinion. Rabbi Yudah says that the ksiva saget has to be lishma, and the chasima zedim have to be lishma. Everything is going to lead up to the gerishin. Rabbi Meir does not hold like that. Rabbi Meir says, even if the get is written by a goy, even if there are two couples in the same city, and one husband wrote the get to divorce his wife, and he threw it in the garbage. He changes his mind, threw it in the garbage. And the other husband, Mitzoy Ba'ashpa, the other husband finds it in the garbage, the Gemara quotes the Lashon. And the last line on Gimel on the base. Even if the husband finds the get in the garbage, one husband wrote a get to divorce his wife, but the Sefer was Tom writing for practice, to practice ksav, to practice signature, to practice handwriting. And he wrote a get and he throws it in the garbage. Then a man picks it up from the garbage and says, oh, that's my name, Taka, good idea, I'm going to divorce my wife. And he gets Adam to sign it l'shma v'chasama n'son ala kosher. Rav Meir holds that you don't need ksiva l'shma at all, not menatera, not merabonis, l'mala l'mayrit. Rav Meir holds, why does he hold like that? The pashtus is like Rav Yudah. You need a get and you need chasimas on the bottom. It's everything, all the 14 lines. The 12 lines of the text need l'shma and the two signatures on the bottom. Everything is going to lead up to the gerishin. Why does Rav Meir have such a wild sheet to only two chasimas on the bottom? So the answer is, it's the same as Rav Yudah, but with a little exaggeration. Rav Meir takes Rav Yudah's sheet and he sharpens it a little bit. He says, what's the definition of a shtar kinyan? How does a shtar kinyan work? By my giving you a shtar raya that you are divorced, this causes the gerishin to take effect. So when you speak of a shtar raya, what's the essence of the shtar raya? The chasimas on the bottom. Whatever text is written above the chasimus is just a hatimtza bialma to enable us to know what are the Edom telling us. Yeah. But the get, the shtar, really consists of the chasimus. A shtarai means like you have two witnesses walking into Bez and telling us Agodas Edis Balteh. So a shtarai, they're telling us Agodas Edis Biksav. So what constitutes Agodas Edis the chasimus? And the 12 lines on top of it are just a hatimtza to know what they're testifying about. So since the essence of the shtar is really the chasimus, Rav Meir says that the only thing that needs ksiva l'shma is the chasimus. Because whatever it says about the chasimus, just a chetim to the yom, that's not really the shtar. The shtar only consists of the chasimus. So that's, and the Gemara quotes us not only machlekes, what part of the shtar needs l'shma. The Gemara says, is a din, a get cannot be given the mechuber. The Gemara makes a two-star between mechuber and l'shma. What's the connection? It's the exact same issue. The get The get cannot be written the mechuber. What kind of halacha is that? The get the mechuber is no good. The Gemara never explains. Let's say the husband owns a forest. He carves out a get on the bark of the tree, and he's makna the whole forest. He makna all the trees to his wife. So the Mishnah says that it's no good. Mishnah says no good. Why is it no good? So the Rashba quotes some Rishonim say Vinasan. It says Vinasan. There's no Nesina. There's no Nesina. If the thing is Tolush, so you can talk about a Nesina. If the thing is Mechuba, how can you talk about a Nesina? How can you apply the word Vinasan Biyoda if the thing is Mechuba? That's what the Rashba says. The Achorim ask a Kasha that it says by Moris HaMachpelah, when Avram Avinu purchased the Moris HaMachpelah from Ephron Achiti, so it says Vayitan Loi. It says Vayitan Loi gave the money, then it says Vayitan Loi that Ephron Achiti gave the karka to Avram Avinu. The Achronim is that the verb Vayitan does appear in Chumash and in Tanakh in connection with being Machnekar. So they say, how did the Rashba know to say the Mishnah has a din that if the get is Mechuber, if the get is carved out on the bark of the tree and the husband is makna the whole tree the way it is, but that's no good. So that's the question, why is it no good? Why is it no good? So the Rashba says that the reason is because it's a lack of Nesina. That's the question, why should it? In biblical Hebrew it could be a Nesina. We'll have to talk about that sometime. And then the Rashba quotes that Yerushalmi gives a different tone, because it says V'nosan law sefer krisis, and the word sefer really means parchment. But we darshan from the word V'nosan V'komakom, that even if it's not parchment, it's also good, but it has to be chodsh dumi the sefer, has to be similar to parchment. So similar to parchment, the Yerushalmi says, means that it should be tolish. If it's going to be mechuber, zele gamrei dissimilar. If it's mechuber lekarka, it's totally dissimilar to safe. That's what the Yerushalmi says. And the Rashba asks on the Yerushalmi, then b'chari, that's against the Gemara. Because on Chof Aleph on the base, the Gemara discusses the Machloikis Satanoim. Where is the Machloikis Satanoim? On Yutes Amin Aleph. On Yutes Amin Aleph, there's a Machloikis Satanoim. What if the Baal writes the get on a Torah, on a Keren Shal Torah, and he gives it the whole Torah? If he writes on a Keren Shal Torah, then he cuts off the Keren and he gives it. That's a different story. That's Mechusa Maisa. He did a Maisa in between the Ksivan and the Sinus Aget. That's Mafsik between the two. So that's no good. You have to have the Kosim and Asan. There shouldn't be any Hefsik between the Ksivan and the Sinus. He can do many Maisa. Yeah. He writes the get, he puts it in his pocket, then he spends a month doing all kinds of things. But he didn't do a Maisa to the get. There shouldn't be any Maisa done to the paper of the get in between the Ksivus Aget and the Nesinus Aget. If he does,
he wrote the star on the horns of the cow.
Right. Then he detaches the horn from the cow. So that we know is no good. That's called Mechusa Maisa. Because we learn up in the Pasuk, the Kosav in Asan, that there shouldn't be Mechusa Maisa. There should be a Tziruf between the Ksivan and the Nesinus. But the question is, what's the din if he doesn't detach the horn from the cow? He wants to give the whole cow to the woman. So that's a machlekes satanan. Tanakama, we pass him that it is good. Nosen lo sapara. That's on Yutes Amin Aleph. He writes on the Keren Shal Torah, but nosen lo sapara. Or he writes on Yad Shal Eved, and nosen lo sapara. Or let's say he buys a cake from the, it's a bad example, but let's say he buys a cake from the bakery, and then he takes icing, and he writes Hariat Mugaresh is Mimeni, and he gives a divorce cake. Yeah, he says Hariat Mugaresh is Mimeni. So the Tanakhama may say that it's good, probably no good because of Ksav Shein Eshel Kayoma. Maybe no good for a different reason. But the Tanakhama Lachari says that it's good. Because we don't care what the background is that the get is written on. It could be a live animal, it could be Eichlum, doesn't matter. Rabbi Yisrael Glili says no. We don't pass like, but Rabbi Yisrael Glili says, Ein kaisim le'al dal v'sheish b'ru ha'chaim v'lo'al ha'eichlum. A get cannot be written not on a live animal, nor can it be written on Eichlum. So the Gemara wants to know, my time at Rabbi Yisrael Glili. That's on Chof Aleph on the day, says Gemara. My time at Rabbi Yisrael Glili on the fifth line from the top. So the Gemara says, the Tanya, we have a Brisa, it says, because of all Sefer creases, the word Sefer should have meant parchment. Ainly Elo Sefer. Maybe the get is only good if it's written on parchment. Minayin the Rabbis called over, how do you know if the get is written on paper, written on metal, or written on wood, or something else? How do you know it's also good? Pamela Mikosala Mikomakom. Because it means any background that it's written on is acceptable. Mikema Tamaloima Sefer. So why does it single out Sefer? So Rabbi Yisrael Glili is speaking, so he says, Sefer means parchment, so parchment is good, or dumya de parchment. So dumya de parchment comes to exclude live animals, balechayim are not acceptable, and orechlim are not acceptable. But the Gemara says that's only Rabbi Yosef Glimi holds that you have to have dumya de sefer. But the Chachamim and the Mishnah disagree. They hold you can write the get on the Karen Shofar on the live animal, you can write the get al gabi hoichim. I said, what do they do with sefer? So the Gemara says they hold that the word sefer does not begin to mean parchment. If it would have said because of law, ba sefer, iksiv ba sefer, if it would have said you should write the get on a parchment, then the word sefer would have meant parchment. But now that it says, hashtiksiv, sefer means you should write a text of a get. It doesn't mean at all the background on which you're writing. So according to the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yosef Glili, you cannot darshan dumya de sefer. The word sefer doesn't begin to mean parchment at all. Rabbi Yosef Glili holds like that. So that's the kasha that the Rashba asks against the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that why is mechuba not acceptable? Because it has to be dumya de sefer, and sefer is not mechuba, it has to be talush, so too the get cannot be mechuba. It's the chatela. That can only make sense within Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili is the one who says that a get has to be dumya de sefer and dumya de parchment. But the Rabbanan argue why. The Rabbanan explain why it cannot be. The word sefer in the Chumash doesn't refer at all to the parchment. It refers to the text of the get. So how can you say that you need dumya de sefer? A couple of them, we have two reasons why mechuba no good. They're both shveri reasons. We don't understand really either. It's enough in the Mishnah that it's no good. If the Baal carves out the get on the bark of the tree, and he chops down the tree, then he gives it to that's no good because mechusa maisa. That we know is no good, but he doesn't chop down the tree. Carves it out on the tree, and he gives it the whole tree, makna the whole field with all the forest, with all the trees there. So it says the fairies in the Mishnah it's no good. So it does say the Shaila, why is it no good? So the Rajba gave a reason that's fair, and Yerushalmi gives a reason that's fair. The Rajba says the reason why, because it says Venosan, and the word Nesina can't apply to mechuba. So the Acharonim has the Pesukim and Chumash in Tanakh, but the word Nesina does apply to Mechuba. And the Yerushalmi says the reason why it's no good if it's Mechuba is because you need Dumi the Sefer. It's the Chatela. Dumi the Sefer is only Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Chacham Hog, you don't require Dumi the Sefer. So we don't know. We don't understand.
It says more than Venusan by a get. It says Venusan by Yodo. So maybe Stam Nesina can be by Karka also, but the Yodo cannot be anything.
It's not the
Yodo. It's not the Yodo.
It says Vayikach Kal Artsam Mi Yodo.
Mi Yodo.
No, but that's by Karka. Vayikach Kal Artsam Mi Yodo. But it doesn't say Nesina Mi Yodo. Okay, it says Lekicha Mi Yodo.
Right.
Doesn't say Nesina. Okay, could be. So you have to understand what does that mean. What does that mean? Okay, Yosameach has an explanation what the Rajbo meant. So now the Gemara has, just to sum this up, so the Gemara has now a machlekes atanoim. What part of the get, let's say the sefer starts writing on the top of the get Beis Samach Dalet, which they don't write. Let's say they write Beis Samach Dalet on top of the get, and then he realizes, hey, it's still mechuber. Then he detaches the piece of wood from the tree, and then he writes the rest of the get. So the Beis HaMachdal is not part of the get. There are no halachas on how to write the Beis HaMachdal. Let's say he's making a frame, whatever. There are no halachas on what the frame is, as long as the get is written when it's tolish. So the shaila is, what if the whole get was written b'mechuber, and then he chops off the tree, and then he has the Adam sign after he cut it off. So the chasima was done on a davar talush, but the ksiva was done on mechuba. Is that good or not? So the Mishnah says that that's the machlekes Rab Meir and Rab Yudah. Rab Yudah says that the din ksiva is required, the din ksiva lishma, the din, all the hilchas ksiva are required from the beginning to the end. Rab Yudah holds like Rab Meir that edi chasima are necessary, and he says everything is called ksiva from the beginning to the end. All the 14 lines have a din ksiva, so everything has to be written lishma and everything has to be written betalush. Is going to be a din mechusa maisa if you're going to write the top 12 of the text on mechuba, then you're going to chop it off. Take shaynish.
Yeah.
Take shaynish. It's going to be mechusa maisa. You have to chop it up before you begin writing the text again. And Rab Meir says beferish no. Rab Meir holds it's midirabbanan. That's on the second line from the top of Gimel on the base. And case for the mechuba lekarka midirabbanan. It's exera. You're not allowed to write the get the mechuba, even though you plan to chop it off before the Edom are going to sign, and they're going to sign the tolush. So there's exera the rabbanan. You better not do that because you may forget to cut it off before the Edom will sign, and the get will be possible. But what a b'dayevet, you went ahead and you did ksavay ala mechuba lekarka. The get was written on mechuba, but then tolosho he detached it. The Chassam and the son of law, if he had the Edom sign it after it was detached, then it would be good, b'dayevet. You violated the Gzeirah de Rabbanon. You violated. But b'dayevet, it's good. Why? because Rav Meir disagrees with Rabbi. Rav Meir says that the din v'kasav only applies to the Hasima. So just like Rav Meir says it only applies to the Hasima, that I don't care even if the ksiva is written in mechuber, it's okay. So too he holds that the ksiva doesn't have to be lishma. There's no din ksiva at all on the text of the get, only in the Hasima Sreidim. That's the fundamental machlegis Rav Meir Rav Loza that repeats itself many times in the Masich. Okay, but we're going to have to discuss it a lot more. We just began. Mm. The Gemara has many nafkaminas, and we have to discuss it some more. What do you mean, ignoring? Yeah, you can have every star can be conditional. Yeah. It's a funny case. You can have a star right that'll be conditional also. Yeah, you can have conditions.
Yeah, she gives me $1 million.
Under normal conditions, star kinyan is on a tanai. But you can have some cases. You have a star right on a tanai also. You can have a star right on a tanai. Yeah. The Gemara has. The Gemara comments on the din and the Torah. It's an interesting halacha. Originally, the Rabbanu Shalom's plan was that he's going to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu on Shavuos. Matan Torah is going to be to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Bnei Yisrael will be watching Mibachutz. They'll be listening to the way the Shechina speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. Oyam Hashem al Moshe. In Perek Yutes, Pasuk Tes, Rabbanu Shalom tells Moshe, Hine anechi bo eilecho be'av he'anon. I'm going to speak to you, min hashamayim. Bavur yishma ha'om bedabri imach. I want everybody to hear while I speak to you. The gam b'choy aminu liyod. They will see the way I'm speaking to you and giving you the nevuah, so they will believe in nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest level of nevuah. Then the pasuk says, Vayagid Moshe es divrei ha'om el Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu relayed the message from Bnei Yisrael to the Rabbanu Shalom. What was the message? So the Torah never says. So Rashi quotes from the Mechilta. Ritzoneinu liris es malkeinu. We're not happy about that plan. Mm-hmm. The Bnei Yisrael chutzpedik. They said we don't want the Shechina to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. We should be bystanders. We want the Rabbanu Shalom to speak to us directly. We want. So the Rabbanu Shalom says in the next pasuk, Yud. Oh, Rashi says in Cain, shemaskikim ledaber imam. They want me to speak to them directly. So pasuk Yud continues. Hayom Hashem Moshe lechal ha'am mikidashtem hayom amacha b'chipsus and loisam. I'll teach you Elisha. If they want me to speak to them, not that they should be watching when I speak to you. So they have to all go to mikveh, and they're not permitted to be with their wives for 3 days before, lest the wife will be tamei poletus shichlazer, the husband can be a balkeri, the wife can be a poletus, and everybody has to be tovel in mikveh, and matvel all of their begodim, chipsus and loisam. They have to be tovel all of their begodim. So the whole plan of Maimon Hasina was changed because of the request of the Bnei Yisrael. It's interesting. That's how Rashi quotes in the Masechta. The original plan was that the Rabbanu Shlomo was just going to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu and the others would watch, in which case they wouldn't have to be tovel. They wouldn't have the whole din of Al Tiksha Alisha Shlosha Yamin. And because Bnei Yisrael requested, we would prefer to have it direct. The Shechina should speak to us with Tzaneinu, Liris, and Malkeinu. So that's why the Shechina changed the whole plan. So what was the whole halacha Al Tiksha Alisha? For what purpose? I think Shalisha is Muva Me'ela for the purpose of Kabbalah Sater. They should all be able to be Tahar. No one should be a Balkari, and no one should be a Palet to Sheikh Vazera, so that at the time the Shechina is speaking to them, they will be in the state of Tara, they and their begotten. So the Chorit Muva Me'ela, that after the Torah is given already, after the whole Maimon Hasina is all over, then they're Mutter to go back to their wives. So the Gemara comments in the first Perek in Beitzo, so why did the Rabbanu Shalom have to say later, they should have understood on their own that the whole reason for this prohibition is only to prepare for Kabbalah Satera, and once Kabbalah Satera is finished, they're not going to have Nevuah Li'olam Vo'ed. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be a p'china of a Novi Li'olam Vo'ed, but the others are just going to have Nevuah on this one occasion. So why did the Rabbanu Shalom have to be Matu Shuvah Lachem Li'olechem? It should have been Mutam Me'elov. So the Gemara explains that this is the principle of that's developed here, is a din deraisa, the davish of the minyan, tzorach minyan achal la'atira. We usually used to thinking of this on a level of the Rabbanan only. We never have any din deraisa. Davish of the minyan means agzera de Rabbanan, that was instituted for a specific reason. And it comes a generation where the reason doesn't apply. It comes an instance, a circumstance where the reason doesn't apply.
So you shouldn't say, well, if the reason doesn't apply, the whole din de rabbanon doesn't apply bechlal. So the Gemara says, no, this adavish adininyan. Adavish adininyan means that all the chachamim got together and they voted, they made a gzera. Even though it was nigzer for a certain time, for a certain reason, the reason doesn't apply, it doesn't matter. If you want to be matirit, tzach minyan achal atira, even though the reason doesn't apply. So we usually think of this in terms of dinim de rabbanon. Where do you have a din de araisa, adavish adininyan? The whole idea, the whole concept of adavish adininyan. Gemara says, wrong. The din is basically a din deraisa. This man is that we don't have the Shechina telling us any dinim. We don't have any new dinim. All the dinim were told at HaSinai. But the basic principle is a din deraisa. If the Rabbanu Shalom gives a din, and we know clearly, 100% clearly, what the reason for the din is. The reason is that we should be Tohar at the time of Kabbalah Sater. So even though after Kabbalah Sater is all over, the reason doesn't apply, the din should not have applied. But the Rabban Shalom had to give a het to Tzach Min Yenach Al Atira. If he wouldn't have said Shuvu Lechem Li'or Lechem, it would have been also Li'or Lavoid. Even though the Tama Gzera doesn't apply, the Gzera would have applied. That's exactly what the Mishkan Es Yankiv writes in his Tshuva. That's the Machlekes HaTanaim that's quoted in the end of Bab Metzi. And other Mesichtas, whether Dashin and Taima Dikra, although Dashin and Taima Dikra, if you have a Din Daraisa, but the Torah doesn't say what the reason is, but you can figure out on your own what the reason is. And you have a situation where the reason doesn't apply. So would you say, since the reason doesn't apply, the whole din doesn't apply? You say, no. But the Torah doesn't say, observe this because of this and this. If the Torah says, you should observe this din because of this reason. So it's ke'ilu, it's built in, like over here. If the Rabbanu Shalom would have said, al tikshu alisha shlosha yomim, because achanach v'kabola sater. So then he wouldn't have had to said later on Shuvu Lechem Li'or Lechem. He said it's only us for 3 days prior to Kabbalah Sater. It's moving Me'elav there. He didn't say that. He just said Al Tikshu Alisha Shloshi Yom. Stam. He didn't say the reason why. He didn't say in order to be able to receive the Torah B'Kedusha V'Tahar. If he would have said the reason, of course it wouldn't apply. So that's the Machlekes HaTanaim. This whole beer that the Gemara gives, this is all Alib the Psak Halacha. The Repaskin Loidashin in time of the Kroah, that you do not say. Whenever you can figure out the reason for the din and you have a circumstance where the reason doesn't apply, that the whole din does not apply. This is the way we pass an halacha of Lo Yidashin in time of the Kroah. And the cloud that we have in Dinam Derabbanon, that Dov Shedeminyan, Tzach Minach La'atiroi, it's not that the Chachamim invented this din. It's not a new cloud Yesh Me'ayin. No! That's the cloud, that's the din deraisa. The Gemara says, V'chitei Mahani Mili Bideraisa. Avo Bideraabbanon Lo'i, the Gemara says in Beitza, in the beginning of Beitza and Afei. You say that the klal of Dovah Shemininyan is only with respect to dinim in the Torah, but dinim derabbanan not. No, toshma, it even applies to dinim derabbanan. But it's not that they invented a new din. They don't invent any new dinim in dinim derabbanan. Everything is called the tikka rabbanan, kein deraisa tikka.